have the pleasure and honor to welcome His Grace Amba Kuzmen, the Bishop of North Sinai. And this is the first time that His Grace visits us and gives also a talk to the youth. Although Sayyidina was a physician doctor, it was a long time ago, but he prefers to speak fluently so as not to search for the English words. But we asked an interpreter, Michael Gawargi, to translate word by word or the subject that Sayyidina is going to give us this night. We pray that the Lord may keep his bishopric and his service in the north of Sinai growing day by day, and we ask him also to pray for us. Glory be to God. Amen.
And I appreciate very much all this introducing of Father Shinoda to introduce me to you, and very pleased to have some time with the youth. And I would like to make the sitting, the meeting, to it is from heart to heart. Yeah. Not classic meeting. So anyone has a question or need to speak for in a certain subject, I'm ready.
Do you have any question to say in there? If you have something in your mind, he can answer. If not, he will give us the talk.
Yeah.
He prefers to make it more alive, Yanni. When yeah.
This is your chance.
This like a discussion. Yeah, Julie?
So this is their chance. It's an open discussion. You can ask them.
Open discussion is good idea?
If only one of them.
Good idea?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a question?
I'm so sorry.
You are free. Take your time. More questions?
You guys came up last week with four. Oh, God. So there's some miracles in the Bible that are mentioned in more than three of the four Gospels, or two of the four Gospels. Why is it not mentioned in every one? Like, what makes it put in one and not the other one?
Yeah. You know, the the writers of the Gospels, St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke, St. John, they wrote their Gospels for some people. Matthew was writing to the Jews, Hebrews. So he was speaking with people who know the laws, the commandments of the Old Testament. He depended to correlate what happened in the New Testament with the prophecies of the Old Testament. They have an idea about the prophecies of the Old Testament. So a lot of events which was prophesied in the Old Testament and fulfilled in the New Testament he joined both together, because the Hebrews knew the Old Testament and the commandments. As for the miracles, it is to show the Hebrews that all the miracles which happened with the prophets in the Old Testament is nothing if compared with what happened with Jesus Christ. So he is Almighty. He is God and He is Almighty. As for the other writers of the Gospels, they concentrate to preach the Gospel according to the people, like Romans, like Greek. So the Gospel and the miracles differ. Most of the miracles happened with is written by Saint Luke, because he was speaking to the Romans, who are very strong and they can be convinced to the faith with Jesus Christ through strong miracles. You know, the devil was the very strong. As for the people, some of the miracles that some persons who were possessed with evil spirits, when they just saw Jesus Christ, they cry and announce that this is, they said, "You are the Holy One, and you come to perish us." And they leave the persons immediately. And even by some and sometimes Jesus ordered the devil from the people to leave these persons, and they obeyed. As for Saint John, he wrote the Gospel and to show that Jesus Christ is the same nature of the Father, he is the Lord, because some heresies happened, and he emphasized that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and he come in flesh, and he is one with the Father. So to clarify that Jesus Christ is the Lord, some miracles, Saint John spoke about it for the Holy Trinity, something, and the other thing, he has the power on nature, on the soul of persons who died and returned back to life. He is the Almighty, and he is one in nature with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Is this what you want? Okay?
Yeah.
You convinced? Okay. Yeah.
How can we hear God's voice?
Have you how you can hear.
How can we hear God? How do we know what he wants to tell us?
Yeah. You know, God's wisdom is written in the Bible. Okay? And it needs some effort from us. Everyone has to be active and positive. He has to make something. He has to know the commandment and the will of God from the Bible. The second thing is to have a spiritual father to discuss with him even his thoughts and ask him what when he has suspect in anything, he has to ask his spiritual father what's the will of God in this situation. And he has to pray. Has to pray to know the commandment and the will of God from the Bible, and has to a good relation with spiritual father to discuss with him. If he depends on his own thoughts and thinking, he may be deceived by thoughts from devil and guided by it. So to protect himself and know the true God's will, even if he is sure, he has to discuss with his spiritual father. Okay?
What about if we have the Sayyidina, a certain solution to our problem, and we want, or we are waiting for the Lord to answer us positively in this solution, or to give us this solution? Should we be neutral without any opinion, any before we pray, and leave everything to the Lord to emphasize or to uncover his will in this problem? Or should we have the previous solution in our hearts? And if we don't have this solution, then we'll be hesitated in the voice of God. How can we solve that? Because sometimes, Yusuf, sometimes you have that. We ask for something, and we are expecting that the Lord will give us this thing. If he doesn't give us.
This is not God's will, but his own will.
Yeah. Sometimes they will be done according to my will.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sometimes somebody ask God and for his will. Or multiple choice, yani, but he needs this. And ask God, I need your will, but I prefer to be this one. This is not God's will, but it's the person's will. But to know God's will, he has to be positive. Because God created man with his own will, and will be asked how he could use his own will, freedom, his freedom to choose. He will be asked. So anyone to protect himself and to go through God's will, even he knows and very sure that this is a true way and this is God's will, why not he ask his spiritual father to emphasize more that this is sure God's will. Yeah, okay? What else? You'd like to write your question.
She wants me to ask you, but I don't know what she wants to ask you.
So do you have what question?
There's no question. How do you know if the voice you hear is from God or the devil?
The what?
Sorry,
How do you know
the voice that you're hearing is if it's God or the devil? Like something happens and it seems like you want to do something about it, but you don't know if your feeling comes from God or the devil.
Yeah.
So how do you like make the difference?
Yes. If you know the God's commandments from the Bible, God will guide you. If it goes with God's commandment and the spirit of the Bible and the life of apostles and Jesus Christ, this should be God's way. If not, and you are in the middle of two ways, as I said before, you have to pray and to discuss the subject with your spiritual father.
Thank you.
I think, John, it's more clear if your life is centered in Christ and you read the Bible and you pray and you are constant conversation with your father, confession, and things like that, you will know what's... It's for the people who don't have that, and then they get to a situation. Sometimes it's obvious if it's going to be the devil talking or God talking, but if you have Christ rooted in your life, then you will know exactly what he wants you to do.
It's a good question, because devil starts with any person by thoughts, by thinking. And there is a lot of things which seems like what the people say, it's logic, but it is not from God. I simulate this like a piece of chocolate and there is poison. Something toxic in it. Devil offer something like chocolate, okay? But inside the chocolate there is something fatal. So it needs wisdom, and it needs prayer, and it needs to ask spiritual father. But we are in the care of God. Even if you suspect and even you start to make something which is not pleasing God, there is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, also working with everyone to make him avoid the devil thinking and the devil urging somebody to make wrong. Okay? what else? Don't be ashamed. It's good to be the light of God and the witness of God in every situation. You have to treat all people, but you have to keep in mind a certain level for treating the people. It needs a great wisdom. Not all the people the same. You have to discover the way of everyone, the attitude of everyone. And as for self, yourself, a child of God, you have to confess, to witness God, and to be light and to be salt in the world. It needs a great wisdom. The wisdom is how to treat everyone and at what level you stop. You know? Not all the people the same. Some people, as said, is not going the right way. You treat your friendship with these people should be to certain level. Should be shallow, not deep relation. Should be shallow. Others who are servants in the church.
سيدنا أبو عثمان North Sinai, North Sinai, instead of giving the lesson or the lecture or the sermon, he preferred to make it an open discussion. So some of your brothers and sisters started to ask, you can also prepare yourself for the next question. But let's see.
I prefer to ask questions or the yes needs, not something is not needed
so
and not important for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know, now most of us are at the age where we're like needing, like girls are needing guys and guys are needing girls, we're at the age where we want to get serious and married and whatnot. What's your opinion on that? Like, what do you think that we should look for in the other person? What characteristics, what things, like, that would basically help us have a good home, a good family, a good Christian family?
That's my friend to say that meeting me.
What do we look for in
okay. These are good questions as well. I always say that good things doesn't need any discussion. It's something good. Doesn't need to search about, okay? But you have to search about the things which you, which is not going with you, something against, something maybe not good, and to evaluate these things, can it make a major problem with you, or you can adapt yourself and it's considered as something trifle. The main things is to be the, for the person is to be in good relation with God. No body is perfect 100%. Okay? And you have to know the bad things, this is differ from person, its value differs from person to person. And that for yourself may differ from other one. So you have to evaluate the bad things. Does it make a major problem with you? And it may make your life miserable. You cannot cope with these bad things. This should be rejected from the start. If it doesn't make a major problem with you, and you can adapt yourself, it can be accepted. This is to, you are looking forward for a good, happy life, not to lead a miserable life. Should be a man of God, has relation to God. Even he has some mistakes, but with the relation of God, these mistakes will be improved. You look, if he is generous, or
cheap.
يعني ما يكونش عنده جيلس ما ذلك لو كان عنده غيرة لو كان عنده غيرة دي حاجة وحشة أو لو كان كان بخيل
سيدنا يعني بيقول لك يعني لازم أنت بتختاري تشوفي حاجة when you want to choose a partner with whom you will be happy, not miserable. And the qualifications, number one, is to be a religious man, a real religious man. But it doesn't mean that he should be perfect. Everyone has weaknesses. If you can bear these weaknesses and adopt them and try to to be closer to him, and you can bear these weaknesses as he will do with your weaknesses, then go ahead. If you find that there are major weaknesses you cannot accept, then stop. Don't go, because you will not be able to. Like the al-bakhila, the tight is there. Very, you cannot bear it. لو في واحد بخيل خلي حياتك نار مزرب صراحة كده ما نتكلمش بقى عن خلينا نتكلم عن الحاجات اللي هي السوشيال بقى لو بخيل
جيلس كمان
او جيلس مثلا عنده
غيرة
غيور عنده الغيرة بتاعته يعني as a sickness yeah yeah I heard that some husbands almost prisoned their wives almost
yeah. It's not love.
It happens. Sayyidina can say because they are jealous. She's beautiful. She is attractive. She is, and he is afraid that she may do something wrong outside. He almost let her stay at home until he comes home. And so this is, yani, very bad thing. You cannot bear it. Could be
before,
could be after. You cannot guarantee because in the period in the engagement time, unfortunately, some partners, the fiance and the fiancée, act to each other, not open themselves as they are, but the wise. Yani, the wise lady or young lady and the wise youth can discover that during, and this is the main reason of the engagement. The main reason is to discover each other and to test whether I can bear him or her as is. I discover that there is a button missed. I discovered that this is a kick in the machine. Yani there is something, but it doesn't mean that it's a major deficiency or major weakness. You cannot, don't go when you see like that.
Yeah, you can avoid and discover this. When you are not led by the emotions, you have to think by your mind and take your time and discover and how he behaves in certain situations and discover his character and discover his weaknesses. So don't rush and take your time, and when you are very sure, you make your mind. Congratulations. In advance, yeah. Okay.
Good question. What if you know somebody that's close to you and you feel like he's going away from God, and even though you want to pray for him, and you do pray for him, I feel like I should act in some way because you wait, you know, when you pray, you wait, you ask for God to help him, guide, and help him come back to God. I feel like I still need to act somehow, but I don't know how because he's a bit stubborn. Or like, let's say he's a bit stubborn. So what can I do other than pray for the person? Do I have to wait, or can I act?
Do you have to what?
I mean, like, for example, like, you know that somebody is going away from God, he's, like, basically going in the wrong path,
yeah.
And then you want to basically, you want him to come back.
Yeah.
But, and you pray for him. I just want to know, should I, like, I pray for him, but should I still act? Because I feel like I need to act, because even though I keep praying and praying and praying, it doesn't seem to, because I keep waiting.
So what do you mean by act?
Like, I mean to do something, to start talking, or maybe, like, should I act and tell him, okay, just come to church once in a while? Or should I just say,
مش بس لكن يعمل حاجة إيه اللي يقدر يعمله عشان يجيبه له يعني مرات طويلة وبيصلي ومفيش نتيجة ف
unless he's a bit stubborn, so that's why you don't want to force him.
several steps. First, to pray for him from all your heart. You ask Abuna to pray for him. You choose one of the servants or ministers in the church who can make a relation with him. You can tell him about something very pleasant for you in the church. You ask him to come and be with us and will attend a certain a trip or a meeting which is funny and spiritual, you know, funny and spiritual. And keep praying. You know, the mother of Saint Augustine prayed for him how long? 20 years. And he came back to Jesus and he became a bishop and very spiritual man.
Do you know his mother's name? Monica.
You know, it is said, throw your bread over the water stream and you will find it later on after a long time. But the prayer will not be lost. But God chose the optimum time to work in the heart and the mind of this person by any other means you cannot imagine. But keep praying.
I heard, excuse me, saying, I heard from one of the fathers in Alexandria a true story about a girl who was converted into Islam from Christianity. And she was an active girl in the church previously. And Abuna started to pray and pray and pray and put her name on the altar for full 6 months. Every single liturgy, he was mentioning her name in the liturgy. But after 6 months, he gave up. He stopped to pray. After 2 or 3 months, he was in the church on Friday after the liturgy, and he saw a girl coming in a miserable way. He didn't recognize her. And she said to him, "Father, help me." And she, I don't want to waste the time, but she explained to him how did they deceive her, how did they deceive her, how did they misuse her and made her a servant to the house and changed her life into a miserable life. And her husband, who deceived her and converted her into Islam, was beating and smacking and torturing. So Abuna said to himself, "How come I stopped to pray and I gave up? But you, Lord, do not, never give up of any case." And she said, "Help me and do anything for me." And then she came back into Christianity, into her church. It was difficult in Egypt. Yeah, I don't want to come to details. Very difficult, not as simple as here. Very difficult. But it happened, and she came back to the church. Do not give up.
It's the way of Satan to first to tempt any person and make everything very, very pleasant and very easy and very happy for him. And when he fall, he destructed. The devil destructed this person. This is the way of devil.
You had a question, John. You forgot?
Oh, no, I remember. So are you saying that prayer is enough to like help this person?
Prayer and matanya and fasting and ask Abuna and other.
But you can't do something physically yourself to go help this person?
Physically, I think first to pray and prepare a medium. This make the Holy Spirit may start to move his heart, to his mind. And when you, later on, when you talk to him, it may be easier to come back. But never give up like Abuna Shnuda, what he said.
Well, I have a question. You know, we usually say other religions persecuted Christians. In school or in our studies, it also says that Christianity persecuted other people, like when in the Crusade and in Spain and in the witchcraft and Hayat Zekhira. But how do you respond to people like that? احنا كمان كنا بنعذب الناس في الويتش كرافت، كنا بنضطهدهم، كنا بنضطهد الناس في اسبانيا، ناس زي كده يعني.
I think Christians have not taking attitude.
True Christians.
Huh?
يعني true Christians do not. كان في في الهيستوري في زمان الكنائس الثانية attacked other but not our church.
Not our church.
Catholic Church بيعزلوا ناس عشان مثلا ما كانوش بيطلعوا الكنيسة ما كانوش يعني أي حد.
This is not of Christianity at all.
No,
but as for Orthodox, if you find someone a little bit aggressive, it is a defensive mechanism. Should be defensive because he undergone a lot of tribulations and so started to defend himself. But they didn't start to attack others or
in our history books can you know that we used to. I mean they can because Mogov, I mean I can't remember clearly, but
that's someone that's only Christian, but if their actions are not Christian, they're not Christian.
No, can I answer Sayyidina? Excuse me. The main, please listen to this, it's very important. The main difference, and I want you to listen to this point very carefully. The main reason, or the main difference between Christians and any other religions, like Islam or so, is Christians were attacking or killing or persecuting not out of the Bible commandments, but the Muslims are carrying out the Quran. And you have to know that. Our problem is that we do not live our Bible. And their problem is they live their Quran. The typical Muslim has to follow, or who follows the surah or verses of Quran must be like Osama bin Laden. And those who do not do that, they are not real Muslims. But in the crusade, it was bad. Point in the history of the Christians or in Spain, but it was against the Lord's commandments. They were not carrying out the commandments of the Bible. So the others are doing that out of faith. But we are Christians, and this is not a defense. I'm not defending them. They were completely wrong. Completely wrong. But even though they were misusing their authorities in the church to do that against the Bible commandments. But the Muslim kills saying, Allahu Akbar! Because he is thinking that when he kills himself and kill tens of infidels, he will get a huge palace in the Jannah and 70 hur and. This is the main difference. And you have to know that. So if anyone asks you, say, these are doing that out of the, or according to their holy book. But when Christians did that, they did it against their holy Bible.
Yeah, okay.
Is it logic?
Yeah.
Thank you. مهم قوي سيدنا ان الناس تفهم كده ان اولادنا هنا مش بي 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 وبيعملوا اسابيع اسلاميه في الجامعه هنا وهنا وحاجه فظيعه. وبيخبطوا مخ الناس يقول لك ما الكنائس كانت بتعمل ويعملوا سكوك الغفران ويبيعوا مش عارف الغفرانات. يس بس ده كان اجينست ذا بايبل. لكن دول بينفذوا للقران اللي هو
There's extremists in every religion. There's extremists. So there's like, even with Christians, there's people that go, they say it's Christianity, but they've tweaked it to make it to seem what they're doing is correct, even though it's out of context from the Bible. So they're doing it wrong. And there's extremists in every religion. Like I'm sure you have friends or know people that follow Islam, but they're not going around killing people, or they're not, you know, there's just extremes of all different kinds of religions. And in Christianity, unfortunately,
yesterday I was watching a program, and there was a Muslim attacking two of the program and one of them asked the Muslim, I ask you just one question, and please answer me with yes or no. He said, is the Christian infidel or not? 15 minutes. And he was switching here and twisting here and twisting here without giving the answer. If he says they are infidel, then he's typical Muslim. If he says they are not infidel, he's not Muslim. So this is the way. It's not against the Islam as a religion. It's the Bible. Sorry, it's the Quran. It's their holy book. This is the problem. The problem of the Muslims is not the Muslims themselves. You may find very good people, boys and girls in the universities, very good people. But if you approach the Quran, you will find that he is not living his Quran. Our problem, we don't live the Bible. Their problem, they live the Quran.
One of the Saudi Arabians, who believes in Jesus Christ, the only thing who makes him to believe in Jesus Christ, Christianity, is that Jesus on the cross said, oh, Father, forgive them what they are doing. And their prophet, while he was dying, he said, kill so and so, kill and so and so, kill and so and so. And Amir that Saudiya.
Well, what's the problem we have in the Jamaat, in the madrasa? They always try to make.
Islam Awareness Weekend.
يعني لايك ما ما لازم لو عمل غلط في الدين لازم يقول له لازم يطلع كل يوم كل الدين الثانية فيقول له زمان زمان Christians came to America قتلوا كل ال Aboriginals Americans واللي ما رضاش لازم يدفع فلوس أو يبقى مسيحي أو or they kill him if he doesn't become Christian فأنا كان معايا مدرسة she hated Christians a lot
is this true history?
They are lying.
Well,
it didn't happen.
It was political.
No, it didn't happen.
Man, they say it's
yeah.
Like
they say
said,
that to come.
She's anti-Christian. Your professor.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's her opinion coming out in her teaching.
Yeah.
But that historically, it was political. The French and the British came in and colonized
yeah,
Canada.
She says because they got priests over there and pastors over there, and they're the ones that started the whole if you don't become Christian, then this is the land of God, this is the land for the king, and stuff like that.
It was all political, and that's just being infiltrated. It was all political. Trust me, I know.
Not out of religion. It's political. It's political, as Julie said.
Yeah.
They wanted power, they wanted to own land, and the Aboriginals were here, so they pushed them away. The French and the British both did it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all political. They just wanted to gain land and colonize the country.
Yeah.
That's it. But it wasn't due to religious disputes at all.
Well, I just wanted to know, because how do we reply to them? Because, like, do we just stay quiet? Do we reply to them? Do we tell them anything? Because, like, if they're saying false stuff, should we say something to them?
لا هو ممكن ترد بس امتى يعني اول حاجة ان don't trust any word they speak to you because they are deceiving and always lying and what they said is the same what happened when Arabs entered to Egypt they asked the Christians whether to pay taxes or the jizya or convert to Islam or be killed. This is what they did. And they make the same, they try to make, to tell that this is what happened from Christians to the people in the land here. Okay?
Yeah.
Squad, they might have some natives. Natives are squad. And how are you? And the Hagel, the Homma, and the Uru, the Ala Haditan.
Yeah.
Projection.
You have to read about this history from. From historical books and answer them and to speak with them, but they always lying and deceiving, so don't trust any word they tell you.
Your people did this, then I would defend. But if it's in a lecture and your professor's in front of, you know, all the class and stuff, you just like take your battles, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't go and say, well, actually.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Not gonna get
then you just take it and you ignore it and you take the facts that you need to learn, know for your exams or whatever. And
the thing is, I feel bad because, like, I have people beside me, like, oh.
People believing it, so you want to tell them, no, it's not true.
Yeah, I
want
to tell them it's
well,
not
you
true.
Can tell them aside, you don't have to say
it. Like, pretty much like, there's more people around, you know, but every person recording their life,
yeah,
you tell them
it's actually
not
really hard to just go to the next person and be like, well, you know what, that's not true.
Yeah.
Because it'll go around and be like, okay, well, you know what, oh, that guy over there, yeah, he's the one that told me that's not true, so what is it? Are you guys lying to us? And then that's when the battle will start.
No,
and then, so, like, just don't approach them, don't say anything. You believe in what you believe in, and if you can send the message out indirectly to somebody else, that's great. But the minute you get involved with somebody else, and then your opinion, and things will go back and forth, next thing you know, you're dead. Just, that's it. So,
well, don't forget as well that you're the light. You're, know you're Christian and they see how you're acting and they see how you think and how you deal, like, they're going to question it in their heads because they're going to say, oh, well, this Tony kid is awesome and he's so kind and he's so sweet and he's really showing a Christian faith. Yes, you are. And they'll see that, right? So they would question it themselves. But and you just have to pray for these people that they don't get influenced by it. But you're not going to go preach to like 500 people in your lecture hall, and that's kind of.
There's also the Islam Awareness Week.
But there's also Christian Week. There's
yes.
So the same thing they do for a week, you can do the same thing for a week.
But they literally take random white people and put hijab on them.
I know.
What are you doing? And the girls are walking around like, this is so stylish. I'm like, no, it's really not.
So, and this, the, when they, all the stuff that they do, you can do the same thing on campus. There's Jesus Week, I think, or something. OCF has a table. It's all there. They just have to have equal opportunities in university, but it's the same thing. You can do the same thing. And you can show them the way. Put on a cross. Put some, wear, let them wear a cross. You can do the exact same thing.
Why we are afraid and they are not afraid? Ask yourself. Why we are afraid to speak openly about our Lord Jesus Christ? Why they are very brave and sometimes
aggressive.
To speak about it. You know why?
I think it's because they know. They know that they read their thing, like they read their Quran. They know the Quran. Like the last.
They don't know their Quran. No, they don't know the Quran.
A lot of them.
No, they don't. They don't know. So who are
the Bible? They read the Quran.
They
know it to the point. So that's why they're like all like they're confident in what they say.
Yeah. They don't know how to read it.
Okay, but they are brainwashed.
Basically.
They're told on what to say.
Just one point. They are brave and aggressive.
We should be that.
We have to be brave and soft, not aggressive. How?
Ma
asta ehna mish hanamel ma'arek fil.
That's like you can't be like too soft. Like
la mish too soft.
We need aggressive.
La. Give the good view of Christianity in your behavior.
Aggressive
the people
mean bad. Aggressive could mean good.
There's also the fact that we actually read our Bible and we understand it. When we talk to a priest, the priest explains in details what it means and why it's that way and how it's that way and how I can change that. In Islam, the Sheikh will not explain it to you. He will just be like, that's what it says, read it and do it. That's it. You don't need to understand
it.
We need to read the Bible, understand the Bible, but moreover to live the Bible.
That's the difference between.
If we live the Bible, most of these problems will be solved. And we will find the help of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to answer these people. But we don't do that. This is our problem.
I answer them.
And this is what I said. Our problem that we do not live the Bible. And their problem is they live the Quran. Don't forget this word. Sorry, Sayyidina. Father.
Yeah, they heard from their sheikh. Huh? And as she said, they are ordered to make this without interpreting or think of what they hear. And they are ordered to make this. But for us, as Abuna said, you have to read the Bible, know the spirit of the will of God, not the literal words, but the spirit of the commandment to live a true Christian life, and your behavior will be the best answer for these people. You're treating with them the true Christianity, as a true Christian, as the image of God, you know, the light of God, the salt in the world. You'll affect these people. And by the Holy Spirit, you you will be guided to answer these people and be strong. So when you are very strong and know the will, the true will of God, the spirit of the will, and the principles of Christianity, you will be able to answer these people.
Thank you, Sayyidina, very much. Yeah. I think that we, Sayyidina had a very long day, started yeah. early in the morning, it's almost 10 to 10. And His Grace will celebrate the liturgy tomorrow, 8:30 to 11, here in St. Mary Church. And he may ordain some deacons, not deacons, psalters.